Unit 9. Joseph loved to travel all over the world. He went to China in order to experience and see the sights of the country, which have some of the longest histories on the earth. He was amazed by the great sights of magnificent structures that were built thousands of years ago. The Chinese streets were jammed with a motley crew of travelers and merchants. One of the merchants approached Joseph and told him to buy a diadem. He said that he dug it out of an interred tomb from the Qing dynasty. Joseph thought it was obvious that the merchant was lying. He told the merchant that it was such a mundane lie and he should change it if he wants to sell his crown. The merchant did not say anything when Joseph was giving him pungent criticism. While Joseph and the merchant were creating a small schism, another traveler who was passing by came up to the merchant and asked if she could buy it. Thinking that she was very gullible, Joseph warned that she should not believe what the merchant was saying. She said she did not care about the crown's historical background, but she coveted it for its beauty. The affluent woman bought it, paying the man a large amount of money. 1 week later, Joseph was watching TV after having a surfeit of food. He was very surprised when the lady he saw last week came out on the show. She walked on the stage with supple movement, holding the crown she bought in China. The merchant's words were not guile. It really was from the Qing dynasty, which was worth more than $1 million because it had no marred parts. He regretfully stared at the leaves sprouting from the vase he had bought from China and thought he should have bought the crown instead.